October 19, 1926. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, with a sun which came down from heaven and was centered in his breast. And as I prayed, breathed, moved and did my acts in his will, it acquired light and Jesus expanded more within my soul, occupying more space. I remained surprised in seeing that everything I did acquired light from the breast of Jesus, and that Jesus became larger and extended more within me, and I was filled more with him. After this, he said to me, "My daughter, my divinity is a new continuous act, and since my will is the regime of it, the carrying out of our works, the bearer of this new act, it possesses the fullness of this new act, and therefore it is ever new in its works, new in its happiness, in the joy, and ever new in the manifestations of its knowledges. This is why it tells you always new things about my fiat, because it possesses the source of novelties. And if many things seem to be alike, and to hold hands, this is the effect of the unending light it contains, being inseparable, they seem to be lights which are all linked together. The light contains the substance of colors, which are like many new and distinct acts that the light possesses. One cannot say that there is only one color, but rather, all colors, with the varieties of all shades, pale, strong and dark. However, that which embellishes these colors and renders them more brilliant is the fact that they are invested by the power of light. Otherwise, they would be colors without attractiveness and without beauty. In the same way, the many knowledges given to you about my will, because they come from its unending light, are invested with light, and therefore it seems that they hold hands, that they look alike. However, in their substance, they are more than colors, ever new in the truths, new in their way, new in the good they bring, new in the sanctification they communicate, new in the similes, new in the beauties. And maybe even just one new and additional word contained in the different manifestations about my will, is always a divine color, and it is a new eternal act that the creature takes, an act which never ends, in the grace, in the goods, in the glory. Do you know what it means to possess these knowledges about my will? It is as if one possessed a coin, which is the virtue of making arise as many coins as he wants. And by possessing a springing good, poverty is over. In the same way, these knowledges of mine possess light, sanctity, strength, beauty and riches, which spring up continuously. So, those who will possess them will have the source of light, of sanctity. Therefore darkness, weakness, the ugliness of sin, poverty of divine goods, will end for them. All evils will end, and they will possess the source of sanctity. See, this light which you see as centered in my breast is my supreme will. As you emit your acts, light arises, and communicates itself to you, bringing you new knowledges about my fiat, which, by emptying you, enlarge the place in which I can extend more within you. And as I keep extending, your natural life, your will, all of yourself, come to an end, because you give place to mine, and I occupy myself with forming and extending more and more the kingdom of the supreme fiat in you. So you will have a larger field in order to go around in it, and to help me in the work of the new formation of my kingdom in the midst of creatures. Then, I continued my acts in the unending heaven of the divine will, and I could touch with my own hand how in everything that came out of the eternal fiat, both in creation and in redemption and in sanctification, there are many beings and innumerable things, all new and distinct among themselves. At most, they look alike, they hold hands, but not one being or thing can say, "I am the same as the other." Even the most tiny insect, the most little flower, carries the mark of novelty. So I thought to myself, it is really true that the fiat of the divine majesty contains the virtue, the source of a new continuous act. What happiness it is to let oneself be dominated by this omnipotent fiat, to be under the influence of a new act, never interrupted. Now, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus came back, and looking at me with unspeakable love, called everything around himself. At his wish, all creation and the goods of redemption found themselves around Jesus, and he bound my poor soul to all creation and redemption, to let me receive all the effects of everything that his adorable will has done. And he added, my daughter, one who lets herself be dominated by my will, is under the influence of all its acts, and receives the effects and the life of what I did in creation and redemption. Everything is in relationship with her, and bound to her.